Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Heinie Shear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Slim Harris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yam Yaryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. There goes McGowan. The throw from Yaryan to Johnson, and McGowan is out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The slide. Perkins applies the tag. Johnson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galloway moves to second. Two outs. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Galloway. The throw from Yaryan and he is safe. Galloway steals third. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan strikes out. Two outs. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian takes first base on ball four. Falk moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. Yarian moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGowan bunts towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Hauser moves to third. Welch moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hauser. Strunk moves to third. Collins moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins strikes out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galloway moves to second. Two outs. Heinie Shear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shear is 0-for-1 in the game. Shear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Mulligan reaches second base with a double. Falk moves to third. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Yarian hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Faber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards first. Hauser fields the ball and throws to Harris covering. Safe. Mulligan moves to third. Faber moves to second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strunk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Mulligan scores. Faber moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGowan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a line drive into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yarian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Galloway. The throw from Yarian and he is safe. Galloway steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galloway moves to third. Tilly Walker pinch hits for Heinie Shear. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galloway tags and scores. Dykes tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frank Brugge pinch hits for Slim Harris. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a line drive into right field. Hooper picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hooper. Dykes scores. Brugge moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ralph Young pinch runs for Frank Brugge. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Young scores. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Ralph Young now playing second base. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strunk hits a line drive into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Perkins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McGowan bunts towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Young moves to third. Hauser moves to second. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 4 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yarian is called out on strikes. One out. Hervey McClellan pinch hits for Red Faber. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McClellan moves to second. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.